You're listening to WGXC on 90.7 FM and wavefarm.org. This is the second hour of Echolocation, and I'm Elizabeth Lojudis. We're listening now to the evening chorus. The birds have gone to bed, and the frogs have come out to sing. I'm standing in the field across the street from my house in Hanacroy, New York, surrounded by fireflies, and not too far from a pond where the gray tree frogs are trilling and the bullfrogs are singing their low tones and the green frogs are plunking away occasionally. And though I love the dawn chorus, the evening chorus is surely my favorite. If you listen closely, you might hear the high-pitched whine of the mosquitoes that are attacking me right now. But luckily, there are bats flying overhead, and I can't hear their ultrasonic echolocation clicks, but I'm sure they're helping me out with the mosquitoes. I wondered if bats might eat fireflies, and so I looked it up, and it turns out that fireflies are toxic to bats. And part of their flashing is not only to attract a mate, but to warn creatures like bats that they're not safe to eat. If you have sounds from your neck of the woods that you'd like to share, message me on our Facebook echolocation page, which is Echolocation WGXC, and we'll see about getting your soundscape on the air.
So that's my soundscape with mosquitoes and all, and I came inside to escape their attack. And we're going to listen to some more work by Gordon Hempton, The Sound Tracker. And we're going to spend most of the rest of the show today listening to a recording called Earth is a Solar Powered Jukebox. And I wanted to listen to this because it kind of gets back to that connection between the Earth's magnetic sounds and the dawn chorus. It reminds us that the sun and the rays from the sun are really what powers this planet. And reading from the description of this audio, it's experience the joy of listening during this world tour of forests, prairies, wetlands, riparian zones, canyons, deserts, and ocean shores. We hear clearly the maxim that the more sunlight that strikes the Earth's surface, the louder each place sounds, provided that the solar panels, which are the green leaves, are in place. So let's take a listen and enjoy Earth is a Solar-Powered Jukebox.
Thank you.
You're listening to Echo Location on WGXC 90.7 FM and wavefarm.org. I'm Elizabeth Lowe Judas, and we're listening to The Sound Tracker. The album is Earth is a Solar Powered Jukebox. And if you enjoy the information and sounds that you hear on Echo Location, please consider pledging to WGXC during this, the Radio Everywhere pledge drive. Thanks for listening, and let's dive back in to Earth is a Solar Powered Jukebox. Thanks for listening to Echolocation on WGXC 90.7 FM and wavefarm.org. I'm Elizabeth Lo-Judas, and we're taking an audio tour around the world, listening to the work of Gordon Hempton, the sound tracker. Hempton is an acoustic ecologist who has circled the globe three times in the last 35 years in pursuit of the Earth's rarest sounds. And we're listening to one of his recordings that's entitled Earth is a Solar Powered Jukebox, in which he is encouraging us to think about the power of sunlight and green plants receiving that sunlight as the fuel for all life on Earth. And there are an awful lot of magnificent and diverse sounds shared on this recording. So let's listen. Thanks for listening to Echolocation on WGXC 90.7 FM. I hope you're enjoying listening to the weird and wonderful sounds of this cool planet of ours. We're listening to the work of Gordon Hempton, the sound tracker, who is an acoustic ecologist who has recorded all sorts of natural sounds from around the world. And the album that we're listening to is Earth is a Solar Powered Jukebox. We're going to let the sound tracker take us out for the remainder of this show. And I want to thank you all for listening and thank everybody who has donated to WGXC during the Radio Everywhere pledge drive. And we've certainly been everywhere on this particular episode of Echolocation. And I thanks you for taking the trip with me. And I look forward to seeing you all again in the fall when we'll be listening to the sounds of weather, including maybe some recordings from the weather warlock that is installed at the Wave Farm Study Center. So until then, enjoy the summer and enjoy the sounds of the earth. Thank you.
Thank you.